Good morning, everyone. Today's daf in Sanhedrin is daf Sadi. It's page 90 in Sanhedrin, and we're behind. What I'd like to do today, if I could state a goal and try to keep to it, is start with where we left off, obviously, on Pei Tes Amud Aleph on 89. And 79 would be a trick. And go from the Mishnah, and today make a real conscious effort to try to make up some ground. We're not going to start today the 11th paragraph of Sanhedrin, but as I mentioned before, the 11th paragraph of Sanhedrin is it's all Agadata. It's an entire paragraph dedicated to Agadata. And the pages are long, and there's just a lot to discuss and talk about. And I wouldn't want to be further behind than we already are. So let's begin. We're on the Mishnah on Pei Tes Amud Aleph, and we are at the top Mishnah on the page. And the Mishnah goes like this. Eim emisin oso, lo bebeisin should be Irav, lo bebeisin should be Yavneh, elamam oso lebeisin agazu should be Yishlaim. What do we do with the Zaken Mamre exactly? So we don't put him to death, not in the basin of his own city, not the basin in Yavneh, but rather what we do is we take him to the basin of Gadol in Yerushalayim, omisham emoso ala regel, and we wait till Yantiv, omimisin oso beregel, and we put him to death on Yantiv. Right, Shenamar v'cholam yishmo b'yirav v'lo yizidun od, because the psukim go on to say that the purpose, part of the purpose of punishment, is an object lesson. So people are going to see that the zaken mamre. Everyone's going to see what just happened to him. It's going to be of course very uncomfortable. But cholam yishmo b'yirav, that's part of the point. Div Rabbi Akiva, that is the position of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein ma'an and his dino shows that. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's Inui Adin. Right, we've been discussing for the entire Masechta that for a capital crime and a conviction of a capital crime immediately turns into a death penalty. And there's no death row. So over here by the Zaken Mamre, so what are you doing? You're going to wait till Yantiv? That could be a 6-month wait for him to be put to death. That's Inui Adin. You are afflicting the individual by letting him sit and wait before he actually gets put to death. And as far as the intent of the Torah of Kolam Yishmu V'Yiro, everyone should hear and everyone should follow. So Rabbi Yehuda says, fine, send letters to everybody. But once he is Chayav Misa, once he needs to be put to death, so the death penalty should come immediately. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara now quotes a Braisa, which is going to pretty much echo what we just learned. The Braisa says, "Eim emisin osa lo beveisin should be yira v'lo beveisin should be yavne amalan osa lo beveisin agadu should be yishlaim u'mishamim osa ad regal memisin osa beregal shnemer v'cholam yishmo v'yira u'divre Rabbi Akiva." So the Braisa starts off with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that you bring him up to Yerushalayim and you wait till Yantiv, and only on Yantiv then do you execute, so you can fulfill the pasuk of Kola Am Yishmu V'Yiro. Amal Rabbi Yud V'Chinemar Yiru V'Yirau V'Alola Nemar Ela Yishmu V'Yirau Lama Ma'anim Dino Shelzeh. In the Braisa we hear a little bit better, a little bit more from Rabbi Yehuda in terms of what bothers him. The Torah says Yishmu V'Yirau, people are going to hear. The Torah doesn't say people are going to see. It says Yishmu V'Yirau, people are going to hear. So they don't need, what object lesson are we talking about? They don't need to actually see the execution. Hearing the execution is sufficient. So what you do is you put him to death immediately. You don't want to torture him, psychologically torture him. Put him to death immediately. And then send letters out to everybody. And the letter will read very simply, Ish plunin is chayv misa bevezdin. This person is chayv misa. Tanu Rabbanan. Arbam tzrichim hachraza. On capital crimes, 4 times in the Torah do we find that there needs to be a proclamation, an announcement made that this person was chayv misa. Amesis, uben soramorer, v'zakin mamre, v'edim zomimim. B'chul k'sibu v'cholam v'chol Yisrael, v'chol Yisrael. So be'edim zomimim k'siv v'hanisharim, v'hanisharim, v'lo kule amma chazal asadusa. So the Torah says Kol Ha'am v'Kol Yisrael, right? The whole nation should hear it, and as a result of the fact that the Torah says the whole nation should hear it, so on these 4 occasions, you need a hachraza, you need a proclamation to tell everybody that these people are in fact put to death for the crime that they committed. Okay, Ad Kan. That ends the discussion, short discussion about the major machlokas Tanayim. whether or not we suspend the actual punishment of the Zaken Mamre and wait until Yontiv and Kelman Yontiv in order to make an object lesson of the Zaken Mamre and Machlok is between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda.
What about the principle that somebody's death has to be carried away right away?
Right, you know what I did. That's exactly what bothered Rabbi Yehuda. Right. And Rabbi Akiva says normally correct, but here because of the pasuk of Kol Yisrael, Yishmu v'Yirou, so he says, this is an exception. Okay, we move on to a very interesting discussion in the Gemara now. We're going to get a taste of the 11th parak of Sanhedrin, even though we didn't finish the 10th parak. And that is the topic of Navi Sheker. Torah dedicates a section of the Torah is dedicated to the idea of Navi Sheker, someone who's going to be a false prophet. Many variations, permutations. Right. So, 13. No, not 13. 18. So, okay. There are going to be a number of permutations of exactly what makes a Navi Sheker. So let's start. Navi Sheker is Navi Mashlo Shamo Mashlo Nemarlo Misaso Bide Adam. The Mishnah tells us that there are two types of Navi Shekers. We're going to learn actually three, and when we get to the Gemara, that no. I'm sorry. The Mishnah says three. Okay, take it back. Three times in the three different variations of a Navi Sheker who is going to be put to death. Hamiznave Mashalo Shama is someone who says a nevuah which he didn't hear. Made it up. Umashalo ne'emar lo, or something which was not said to him, meaning was said, but not to him, said to somebody else. Misaso bide adam. So his death is a corporal punishment. He's put to death by Beis Din. Aval, HaKovish is Nevuah so. However, suppressing Nevuah, meaning that you're a prophet, you receive Nevuah. V'amevatel divrei Navi. Or, if you're Mevater, if you don't listen to a Navi, V'navi shaval divrei Atzmo. Or, if the Navi says a Nevuah, and then doesn't listen to himself. Misasam b'day shamayim, his death comes as a result of the hands of heaven. Shenemar anochi edrosh me'imo. Hamisnami b'shem avodis kochavim v'amar kach amart amra avodis kochavim afil kivein es ha'halach latam esatam latar satar. And the Navi who prophesizes but in the name of Avodah Zarah, right? My idol told me to tell you, my God, lowercase g, told me to tell you that this is in fact the halacha. Even if he's right, that's being a Navi in the name of Avodah Zarah. And finally, rounding out the Isur of the Torah, that one is going to receive chenek, strangulation. Abal eshesish kevin she nichnas al rishos abal nesu and afa pishlon eval abala hareze bechenek. The strangulation comes as a result of sleeping with a married woman. The zomim bas kohen uvo ala, and the zomim of a bas kohen. Okay, thank you. And the zomim of a bas kohen and her and the man that she's with. Here's an exception to the rule. The rule is that the Zomimim get exactly what they intended to get to the alleged victim. But it was an allegation and it wasn't true. So normally the Torah says, do to them what they want to do to you. Meanwhile, when it comes to a Bas Kohen, she's going to get Sreifa, she'll get burnt because she's a Bas Kohen, and they're going to get Chenek. Okay, why is this an exception to the rule? So the Gemara later on will discuss this. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Misasam Bidei Adam, Ushlosha Misasam Bidei Shamayim. So here we go, we're going to break it up into three and three. Three times false Nevuah turns into corporal punishment execution. Three times it's Bidei Shamayim, it's handled by God. Number one, is Navi Mashalo Shama. So if he says something that he didn't hear. Number two, Mashalo Nemarlo. It was said, but not to him. He didn't receive the Nevuah. He's saying it because he heard somebody else say it, But he wasn't said to him. And number three, Amasnave b'shem avodas kochavim. And prophesizing in the name of avodah zarah. Right? This brisa took the same information from our Mishnah, but organizes it into three and three. Our Mishnah didn't organize it. Our Mishnah was a 2-3-1. Okay.
No, but first, how could you possibly verify that?
Gemara is going to ask that question. Good. No. It's the right question. B'shem avodas kochavim nisasa b'di adam. That's three where it's execution based in deals with it. And three, a kovesh, es, nevuah so, suppressing your nevuah, hamevas el divrei navi, or not listening to a navi, or three, navi shavar el divrei atzmo, or violating your own nevuah, misasa midei shamayim, that's misa midei shamayim. So, menahan emili amar abihud amar rav, amar kra acha navi asher yazil ledaber davar, vishmi zehamis navi mashlo shama. He is mezid. He's deliberate, he's intentional. That is a Navi, that's a reference to a Navi, who's saying something that he didn't hear. Pasa goes on. The asher lo tzivisiv, and that which I didn't command in, asher lo tzivisiv. Now we have the word lo, lamed aleph, but it could also be read lamed vav, right? The halacha ver tzivisiv, zemes navi mashalo namar lo. Right, that's talking about somebody else received the nevuah, but he didn't receive the nevuah. And finally, somebody who speaks in the name of other gods, and it says, and that navi will in fact be put to death. Misa, and again, we know when the Torah says misa and it goes unqualified, it always means chenek. Hakovish is nevuah. So let's go to the other three. Kovish nevuah. So v'mvas al divrei navi v'navi shavar al divrei atzmo misas emidei shamayim dichsiv. How do I know that? Because the pasuk goes on to say va'isha sher lo yishma kribe lo yashmia. Even though we have the word yishma means hear, we're going to read it in the world of in this drash yashmia. To proclaim it, to announce it to other people, to cause other people to hear. So the pasuk reads, "Ve'ha'isha sher lo yishama." You heard the nevuah, but you didn't pass it on to anybody else. The kribe lo, I'm sorry, kribe lo yashmia, kribe lo yishama el divari. Uksiv anochi edrosh me'imo. I will deal with it, says God. That's misa b'dei shamayim kares. One of the two. So that's Bidei Shamayim. Okay. I don't know. It's I guess Kriuk Siv, I guess. You know, the Bach. It's.
It's equivalent to Kalim, PL, you know, it's in that area.
Yeah, but the manipulation of having the Torah said one way. And the drush allows us to read it a different way.
Why in this parsha they play around with that?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, we're going to go through Tanakh, and we're going to cite examples for pretty much every one of these different types of violations of nevuah. And we're going to cite example different places, different times, periods throughout nevuah history. That only takes us up to the Second Temple. Once we get to the Second Temple, there's no more Nevuah. So historically, we're only going to go from Moshe to, right, around the destruction of the First Temple. Actually, it's going to extend even a little bit earlier. Avram was a Navi. So your period of Nevuah really starts with Avram. I guess you can back it up even earlier, and it goes to the destruction of the First Temple. So you say a nevuah which you didn't hear. Kigon. So let's start off with this one. Tzidkiyahu ben Kenana. So we start with Tzidkiyahu ben Kenana. Dechsiv vayaslo Tzidkiyahu ben Kenana. Karnei Barzel. This takes us to the period of Achav and Yehoshaphat. Achav and Yehoshaphat. Achav was the king of the north. Yehoshaphat was the king of the south. This is a couple generations after David HaMelech. Achav was evil, Yehoshaphat was good. Right? It's a nice and easy portrayal, simplistic portrayal of the period of the time. They wanted to make an alliance in order to attack Aram. And in order to make this alliance to attack Aram, the nation, the Aramean nation, so they said, is a good idea. Normally, you ask the Urim V'Tumim. whether it's a good idea. So they asked Nevi'im, but they asked the Nevi'im up in the north. The northern Nevi'im, they weren't so good. And they all basically said, yeah, go for it. And one of the Nevi'im that the Gemara here is pointing out is Sidkiel ben Kenana. Don't get confused by the name. He wasn't a tzaddik, but that he went around with that name, Sidkiel ben Kenana. Vayaslo Sidkiel ben Kenana, Karnei Barzel, he made horns of iron. And he said that God is going to gore the Aramean nation with these horns of iron. Okay, so this is an example of saying a nevuah which you didn't hear. Sidkiel didn't hear this nevuah. So my have leila mevad. So the Gemara says, well, what should he have done? Now, there's a little bit more to the story. So let's go through the Gemara. You'll see there's background to the story, interesting background to the story, which makes this a little more than just he made it up. He didn't just make it up. All right, let's see this through the Gemara, and we'll come back to understand it better. He was misled by the spirit of Navos. Achav had a neighbor, right? The king had a neighbor. The neighbor's name was Navos, and he wanted the field of Navos. So his wife came up with an ingenious idea. Oh, look, let's just kill Navos, and we'll get the field. Very brilliant. And well, how are we going to kill him? We can't just kill him. So they trumped up charges against Navos, specifically that he was a blasphemer, and they got Adam together, and the Adam said that he was in fact a blasphemer, and they killed Navos and they got the field. I pointed this out, right? Tosos asked a very basic question. He's a king, just let him
take it.
Let him take it. Right? Tosos raises this issue. Anyway, and Navos is now at this point in time long dead. And watch, Tichsiv, Vayomer Hashem Yifatet Achav. Who's going to seduce Achav? We're now, the Navi over here is giving us a conversation that's taking up in Shemayim, and God's looking for somebody up in Shemayim to seduce Navot, to seduce Achav. Vayaal, Vayipol, Vayaal, Vayipol Beramos Gilad, Vayetze HaRuach Vayamod Lifnei Hashem. And along comes the Ruach, spirit, and stands in front of God. And the spirit says, I'll seduce him. And God says, great, go for it. Go seduce Achav, and you will. Seva Asakein. You go ahead and you do it. So, I'm sorry, Rav Yehuda might say, now when God's instructions were go, so you thought that just simply meant, okay, go on your mission. But say, says Rav Yehuda, is same mechitza si. Leave from my mechitza, because what the spirit is going to do is the spirit's going to lie. The spirit's going to tell Achav through a navi, right? That go ahead, go wage war against Aram. You're going to be successful. It's going to be great, and that's a lie. So the Gemara says that in order for the spirit to do that, it has to leave the mechitza of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is kulo emes. God is truth. So this spirit cannot be within the quote unquote walls of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, has to leave the walls of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in order to seduce Achav. So my ruach, I'm Rav Yochanan Rucho Shal Navos HaYisraeli. So this spirit is the neshama of Navos. Okay. Now that you know all that, now you understand the Gemara's question. So now we have a little bit a better insight into what happened. Tzidkiel, who did hear a nevuah. He heard a prophecy because he heard, right, a voice from yonder, and that voice was a voice of Navos, who was there for the whole purpose of seducing him. So now what the Gemara is bothered by, and the Gemara is using this as an example of Hamisnave Mashalo Shama, prophesizing something he didn't hear, but he did hear it. So the Gemara now tells us, even though he heard it, he should have known better. He should have known that this was not God talking to him. Now, none of the people in this room are prophets, to the best of my knowledge. Okay? You'll correct me afterwards if I'm wrong, or don't. But what are some of the tips? How are we going to know if the prophecy was in fact told to, or it was a quote-unquote seductive prophecy? So, Havala Lameda Kidrav Yitzchak. Oh, because Sidkiyahu should have known what was told to, what was said by Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, of course, is an Amora, but it's a tradition that was passed down from generation to generation. We have it as stated by Rabbi Yitzchak, but obviously this is a tradition that goes way back. Da'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, signon echad ha'olah l'kam ha'nevi'im. Look, the signal, right, signon, the signal, sounds like a radio transmission. So the signal goes and is broadcasted, and many Nevi'im can pick it up. Right? The ancient Nevi'im misnavim b'signon echad. However, once it goes through the Navi, it never comes out identical. The Navi gets the signal, but then it transmits through his body, and every Navi is different, every person is different, and the Navi is not going to say it the same way. So here you had the seductive prophecy of Navos coming out, and all the Nevi'im were saying it the same. Exactly the same. So when Sidkiel is hearing this, he should say, that's not Nevuah. That's not, it can't be right. It's got to come out differently. The Gemara just here gives us a small example of where we find this in Tanakh, where the same prophecy comes out a little bit different. Ovadia says, he prophesies about Edom. That's his entire Nevuah. Amar Zadoni Becha Hisi'acha. The arrogance of your heart. Yirmiyah also prophesizing about Edom says, Tefilat Sascha Hesioscha Zadon Libecha. Same point, different style. Every Navi comes out stylistically different, and so when Sidkiel is hearing the prophecy, and he hears it, he says it, but then he hears everyone else saying the identical same thing, that should have tipped him off that this is not real, it's fake. The Hani Medikamer Kula Bahadade Shma Mina Lo Klum Kaamre. And the fact that everyone was saying it's the same, he therefore should have realized this is not real. Dilma Lo Hava Yadale Lahad Rav Yitzchak. The Gemara says, well, maybe he didn't know. So the Gemara says he did know. Yehoshaphat havahasam v'kamaluhu. Yehoshaphat was there, and remember, the allegiance was made between Yehoshaphat and Achav. So that means that Yehoshaphat was also hearing the prophecy. And the Gemara now quotes the pasuk d'chsiv ayamar Yehoshaphat ha'ayin po navi. There's no navi over here. Even after hearing everybody, Yehoshaphat says there's no navi. How did Yehoshaphat know? Because they were all saying it the same. And because they're all saying it the same, so Yehoshaphat therefore says there is no Navi over here.
What do you think is behind that? I would think it's the opposite. If you want to know it's the true Nevuah, everyone says the same.
Right.
Thing, so you know
right.
The source
right.
Is the same.
Right. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and you know, one of my more favorites from, so he discusses it. He says that that's just simply the nature of Nevuah. That Nevuah really is it's really the person. It's more the person than it is the revelation, and it transmits because it transmits to the person, because every person is different, so it'll always come out different. Okay, but I'm not sure if that's a real satisfying answer, but the beginning of an answer. Amalei ha'ika kohani, amalei kach mekubani. So I'm sorry. So this is still part of the dialogue between Yehoshaphat and Achav. Amalei ha'ika kohani. So Achav says to Yehoshaphat, "What are you talking about? What about all these Nevi'im?" So amalei. So Yehoshaphat says, "Kach mekubani mi beis avi abba signon echad olal kam Nevi'im vein shnei Nevi'im misnavim besignon echad." Yeah, they're all saying identically the same thing. And I have a tradition, and I know that when everyone's saying the same thing, that's not real. It's fake. And so therefore I know it's fake, and as a result of that, it's Nevuah Shelo Shama. It's interesting, because now we know it's not as black and white as it was originally presented. It was presented that you're saying something that's not a Nevuah. It's right, that's not 100% accurate. Here, in this case, in the example the Gemara gives, Sidkiyahu did hear something. It was just something that is not real. That also falls under the category of Shalosh Shama, a Nevuah that he did not hear. Example number two. Hamisnavim Mashlo Nemar Lo. Saying a Nevuah that wasn't said to you, said to somebody else, but not to you. An example of that would be Hananya ben Azur. Hananiah ben Azur lived during the period of Yirmiyahu. So this is now the period of the destruction of the first temple. I'm going to destroy Elam. Elam is a neighboring country to Bavel. Right? Geographically, I'm not knowledgeable, but Elam and Bavel are right next to one another. They're contiguous countries. And Yirmiyahu prophesizes about the destruction of Elam. Nasa Hananya Kavachomer. So now Hananya hears the Nevuah. So the first thing he does is he makes a Kavachomer based on the Nevuah. And he says, Nasa Kavachomer Ba'atzma. Ma Elam Shalaba Elal Azor's Bavel. Amar Kaj Baruch Li Nishaver is Keshas Elam. God says, I'm going to destroy Elam. Elam is just a help. They're just there to assist Bavel. If God's destroying Elam, God's for sure going to destroy Bavel as well. Kazdim atzmam. Kazdim is another way to describe the Babylonians. Kazdim atzmam alachas kamen v'kama. Also, Yubishuk ha-tachton amar. And now, Hananya gets up in the lower market, and here's what he says to everybody, and he is advertising this as prophecy. And he says, Kama Hashem, shibarti es o melech Bavel. I will destroy Bavel. Okay, so now, again, it's not as simple as originally presented, because he's not saying the Nevuah. He's saying a point which he deduced from the Nevuah. So this is going to bother the Gemara, because we're looking for an example of a Nevuah that's said to a real Navi. It was a real Nevuah said to a real Navi, and you're saying it like it was said to you. But that's not really the example over here. The example is, you had a Nevuah that was said to Yirmiyahu. He deduced from the Nevuah, and he said not the Nevuah, but the deduction of the Nevuah. So, Amalei Rapapa Labaye, Halachaver Namilo Ne'amar. This is exactly the Gemara's question. What Hananya said was not the actual Nevuah. Amalei came to Yisav Kavachomer LeMidrash, Kemandi Itmar Lehu Dami. Gemara gives an unbelievable answer. The Kavachomer is so strong, it's considered like it's part of the Nevuah. Your logical deduction, or not yours, but Hananya's logical deduction is so, it's such a strong Kavachomer, that it's like that's really the Nevuah as well. So, who Neil? I'm Dein Malu Damiu. Okay. I'm sorry. Dein Malu Damiu Neil. The Lo Namar Lom is Nave B'Shem Avos Kochavim Kigon Nevi Habaal. The Gemara gives a very quick and simple example over here. Saying something in the name of Avodah Zarah, all the Nevi HaBaal. Right? Remember Eliyahu Bahar Carmel? So he is fighting with the Nevi HaBaal. These are prophets who are prophesizing in the name of the God, the false God, who at that time went by the name of Baal, owner. HaKovesh is Nevuah So. Everybody here can yell out the Gemara's example, Yonah ben Amittai, right? The prototype example of somebody who hears a Nevuah but suppresses and does not want to do what he's told to do in the name of Nevuah. Hamevata al divrei Nevuah, Navi. Somebody who ignores a Navi, right? Kigon, what's an example of that? Chavre de Micha, friends of Micha. Friends of Micha, Micha takes us back to the historical period of Achav again. Rashi gives us the background information over here. Look at Rashi. Dichsiv, v'ishecha mimnei anavim amar al reyo b'dvar Hashem, hakenina zeh haya Michiel ben Yamla. I'm sorry, I don't know pronunciation. Shinesnavi oso ayom al Achav lipo b'yad Aram. He's prophesizing that Achav is going to fall in the hands of Aram. Why? Achav refused to kill Ben Hadad, and as a result of that, so the Navi comes over to Achav and says, you're going to fall, and you're going to fall in the hands of Aram. Okay, now, where do we find? That's the backdrop to the story. What exactly happened? So we're using this as an example of not listening to a Navi. What was the Navi's instructions to Achav, and what did Achav refuse to do? Dirsiv, the Navi tells us. Malachim Aleph Perakhav. Vishacham imne anavim amar al reyu b'dvar Hashem hakeni na. Hit me. Right? The instructions by the Navi was, hit me. Vayimain ha'ish la'akol so, and he refused to hit him. Uksiv ayomer lo ya'an asher lo shamata. You didn't listen. Now it's a strange instruction granted. The Navi saying, hit me, and Achav refusing to do so, but nevertheless you see that your chayiv misa, it's a death penalty. Now, not corporal punishment, but misa bidei shamayim. Okay. Navi Shaval Divrei Atzmo. Another example. A Navi who violates his own Nevuah. What would be an example of that? Edo. Edo lived during the period of Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat set up for himself an entire northern kingdom together with a place of worship, Beit El, set up two calves over there, and the Navi goes up and tries to reprimand Yeravam ben Nevat, and the Navi's name is Edo. Now here, a little bit more to the story, when asked to go and sit with Yeravam, Edo says, no, I can't sit with you, right? The Nevuah that I have says that I have to refrain from eating and drinking today. On his way home, he encounters another Navi. And the other Navi says, come, sit down with me, let's eat, let's drink. And this other Navi says to Edo, you know, I'm also a Navi. And he sits down and he eats and drinks, even though earlier he prophesied that he was not allowed to eat and drink for the duration of that day, and yet he violated his own Nevuah. We learned in our Mishnah that the punishment for that is Misa Bidei Shamayim. What happens? And a lion comes out and a lion consumes him. And this is what happens to Edo as a result of him violating his own prophecy. A brisa was taught in front of Rav Chista, and the brisa says that if you suppress your Nevuah, you get malchus. Now, Rav Chista hears this brisa and he reacts, he recoils. You get malchus for eating dates? It's an expression. It means, what did he do wrong? What exactly just happened that you're going to get malchus? Over here, suppressing the Nevuah. It's a strange comparison. Suppressing Nevuah isn't exactly the same as eating dates. Eating dates is good. Suppressing the Nevuah is bad. But the point is that legally he did nothing wrong that would get that should get malchus. So man master bay. So first of all, right, he didn't get hasra. He didn't get a warning. So how can you get malchus? So Amar Abaye Chavri Neviah. So the Gemara says, well, the other Neviim said to him, you know, we know that you received Nevuah. How do we know? Because we're Neviim. Okay, that's how these things work. So we know that you received Nevuah, and you're not saying it. You're suppressing the Nevuah. So
this assumes that all these false Nevuahs have a hasrad. How do they know every time the Nevuah's about to say something, you better tell the truth this time.
Right. So it's right. The hasrad is not coming from you and me. The hasrad is coming from another Navi who, you know, is more in tune with the transmission. But you're right, it's a limited group of people who can actually give the Hasra. So, Achavri Neviah, Mina Yadei. So the Gemara says, and how do they know? So, Amar Abaye, Dechsiv, Kilo Yaseh Hashem Elokim, Davar, Ki Im Gilaso Do. Because when God is about to do something, there's revelation. And again, there's that transmission, and it's picked up by many Neviim. So whoever, who was ever in tune, right, who was ever can dial into the right frequency, and the Gemara assumes that there's a group of people out there that can dial in. Look, we don't have Nevuah, so it's kind of, you know, I say the Gemara, I try to explain it, but, you know, we're out of touch. But there's a transmission, and many people hear it, and so there are people going to know. The Dilma Hadri Bay, so the Gemara says, okay, but even if there is a Nevuah, you know, God forecasts doom and destruction. It doesn't always happen, right? Nineveh is a great example. God forecasting doom and destruction, and it didn't happen. So even the Nevi'im who hear the transmission and point to the guy and say, you're not saying it, well, the guy says, well, I'll tell you the truth. You know, things change. Maybe I didn't say it because things changed. So he needs the Hadri Bay Odia Havemo de Lechulu Nevi'ah. So the Gemara says, well, if that's true, once again, there's a transmission that goes out that tells everybody things in fact change. The Gemara says, wait, really? V'hayona dehadribe v'lo odiuhu? So the Gemara says, yeah, there's Yonah. Now remember, the end of the story, in Yonah, He sits outside the city and he waits. And he waits to see what's going to happen. Well, what are you waiting for? If what you're telling me is correct, that when the plan changes, when the divine plan changes, so there's a transmission that goes out and tells everybody, so what's Yonah waiting for? Right? Either he gets the transmission or he doesn't. Yonah mi'ikara ninve ne'apechas amrile. Yonah, you see, it's interesting. By Yonah, it didn't say, the Nevuah didn't say, Nineveh is going to be destroyed. Read the words of the Pesukim carefully, which the Gemara is assuming was in fact record of the Nevuah, and the Nevuah was, Nineveh ne'apechas. Nineveh is going to turn. Now that can mean one of two things. It can either mean turn, meaning turned upside down, meaning destroyed, or turn, meaning the people are going to change. So the Nevuah, in its original transmission, was one which was an ambiguous Nevuah. So there, Yonah had to wait and see, because Yonah honestly didn't know what exactly the Nevuah was going to translate into. Amrele, iyo lo yada, iyo lo tova, iyo lo ra. Period. Period. Hamavater al divrei Navi, if you are mevater al divrei Navi, you ignore the Navi. So mina yade dianish. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Somebody comes over to you and says to you, I'm a Navi, and this is what God says. And how are you supposed to know that he's telling you the truth so that now you're going to get punished? So the Gemara says, the Avileos. So he's going to give a sign. And the sign that he's going to give is going to prove that he is in fact a Navi. The Hamicha, the Lo Yavileos, the Ianesh. Yeah, but Micha didn't provide a sign, and he spoke to Achav, and he gave Achav instructions, hit me, and Achav did not hit him, and there was no oath. So the Gemara says, Heichad Michzeik Shani. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Micha had a reputation. Once you have a reputation of being a Navi, so then that's it. Your reputation carries you, and carries your word. And from that point forward, you need to be heeded. The oath is necessary only when you don't have a reputation. The Gemara says, look, Avraham, right? Yitzchak listened to him because why exactly? Because of Avraham's reputation. By Eliyahu, he did shchut echutz, he shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right? No Beis, right? How did he do that? Again, he had a reputation. So because they had a reputation, so therefore their reputation carries their word. Okay, we didn't mention Avraham just right now, very briefly. It gives the Gemara ample justification now to go over the story of Akedas Yitzchak. A lot of these Gemaras you know already, but now you get to see it inside. The Gemara over here is going to be bothered by Rashi asks the question formally on Chumash. The Torah says Achar Hadvim Aila, after these things. That's Perichov Beis. If you look back to Perichov Aleph, what happened? A story with not the Bris Mila, Bris, but with Avimelech. He makes a pact with Avimelech, and that's what happens in the previous story. And then after these things, God tests Abraham. What happened? It does not seem to be a segue from Perichov Aleph to Perichov Beis. So the Gemara over here is bothered by that. So what the Gemara is going to do, and Rashi brings it down in Chumash, is insert Medrash. Insert a little story behind the story of what happens that precipitates Akedas Yitzchak. So, Achar Dvarav Shal Satan Dichsiv, Vayidal Ayala Vayigamel. Amar Satan Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. So here we have a conversation between Satan and God. Ribono Shel Olam Zakein Zeh, Chananto Lamei Hashana, Pribet Mikol Se'uda Sha'asa Lo Haya Lo Tor Echad, Ogoz Achad Le'akriv Lefanecha. Well, he had no karbanos, he had nothing to offer you. Amar Lo Klomase Ela Bishvil Beno. Look, every se'uda that he made, every lavish meal that he made, he did so for his son. But I'm telling you, though, he give it all up. Imani omer lo zavach zavech es bincha lefanai miyad zavcho. Look, I'll tell you what, he did it for his son, but he'd give it all up. He'd even give up his son. Miyad v'alokim nisa'at Avraham. So now, after that dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Sutton, so now puts Avraham to the test. You know, God's, it's almost like, again, limited understanding of the dynamics of how this works. But once God and Sutton have this discussion, so God says, yeah, you know what? Let me see if I'm right. And he goes and he tests Avraham. He says the word na is a language of please. You know, it's like the old warrior who was there and he battled. And he had one warrior, this king, and this warrior was unbelievable. Every battle that he went to, he fought the battle, he won the battle. And there was one last battle, and it was a huge one. And this warrior, who is aged and experienced and gone through a lot of hardship and a lot of battles, and now the king turns to him and he says, I need one more out of you. I need one more fight out of you. So that's na. That's the understanding of the word na in the psukim. I need one more battle out of you, and it's going to be a big one. And fight this one, please, because I don't want people to say, you know, he was young and those were easy battles, and fight this last one for me. Avakash Baruch Hu Avraham, Nitzisecha Bekam Nisyonos. Look, I tested you many times. Ve'amadata Bekulan, and you were fantastic. Ve'achshav Amodli B'Nisayon Zeh, Shelo Yomru Ein Mamash B'Rishonim. I need you one more time, and I need you for this big battle, this big Nisayon. Es bincha, the Torah says, your son. Beis banim yeshli. Avram turns back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, what do you mean? I have two. Es yechidcha, you know, the one. Ze yachid li'imo v'ze yachid li'imo. They're both unique to me. Asher ahavta, no, the one you love. Tarvayu rechim nalahu. Avram says, I love them both. Es yitzchak. And then finally he says, yitzchak. V'chol kach lama. And why do we go through this conversation? What was God's purpose? Kedei shelo titaref da'ato alav. It teaches us a lesson. When you got news and it's shocking news for somebody, you break him in slowly, right? God is teaching us a lesson about how to break news to people, right? Not all of a sudden. Kid musatam laderech. Now we have Avram going on the journey and him having a conversation with Satan. Amar lo, and he says to him as follows. Now here's what the Gemara is going to do. This is very poetic. The Gemara is going to take psukim from Eov and use the psukim of Eov as part of a dialogue between Avram and the Satan. The Gemara here is taking the psukim out of context, but that's part of the poetry of the Gemara. The Gemara does so and gives us an understanding of give and take between Satan and Avraham. Pasuk says in Eov, Hanisa davar ilecha. Yeah. Hanisa davar ilecha tla'e hine yasarta rabim v'yadayim rafos techazak koshel yikimun mi'ilecha ki atatavo ilecha v'tele. You had so much suffering and your hands are weak and you're going to stumble over here. Right? In other words, what are you doing? Am alo ani b'tumi eilech. And Avram says back to Satan, look, I'm Tom. I'm simple. You want to say the word naive? I'm just doing what I was simply asked to do. I don't overthink these things. Amar lo, halo yire'escha kisilscha. Right? Your religion is going to be your downfall. Like just, right, silly religious man, says the Satan says to Avraham. Amar lo, zicharna mihuna ki avad. Again, we're quoting Pesukim from Eov, and Avram says back to Satan, remember, miunaki avad, someone who is clean, someone who does what he has to do, he doesn't lose. I have nothing to lose over here by doing this. Kevan dechaza, the lo kashamilei, amralei, the ilu devar yugunav kach, shamati ma'achori apargod, hasela ola, the ein yitzchak la ola. So Satan sees that Avraham is not, not interested in philosophical debate, not getting involved in the religious aspects of it, just, I was told to do this, what I was going to do. So Sutton drops a bomb on Avraham. And Sutton says to Avraham, you know what I heard, Acharei Apargod? I heard from behind the curtain. I heard that you're not even going to Shech Yitzchak. That's what I heard. I heard that the Asela Ola Vein Yitzchak La Ola. Amar Kach Onsho Shal Badai. So Avraham says back to Sutton, you know, you're a liar. And you know what the punishment of a liar is? You never believed. Right? When you lie all the time, even when you're telling the truth, no one believes you. Just the consequence of being a liar. Kach Onsho Shal Badai. Shafilo Amar Emeth Ein Shomen Lo. Okay. Rabbi Levi Amar Achar Dvar Shal Yitzchak. Another pshat. Right, we started off this whole discussion by quoting the beginning pasuk. Achar ha-dvarim ha-eila. Now we're going to say another pshat in what does it mean, achar dvarim ha-eila. Rav Levi amar achar dvarav shal Yishmael Yitzchak. A conversation between Yishmael and Yitzchak. Amar lo Yishmael Yitzchak, ani gadol mimcha b'mitzvos, sh'ata malta ben shmonat yamim, v'ani ben shlosh esrei shana. I'm firmer than you, says Yishmael to Yitzchak. Of course I'm firmer than you. You got a bris milah 8 days old. Where's the sacrifice over there? You were a baby at the time. I was 13 years of age. I was a man, and I got a bris milah. It's a solid argument. So Amar lo uve'ever echad ata migarebi im Amar li Hakadosh Baruch Hu zaveach atzmecha lefanai ani zoveach. One little aver. So what? I'm telling you, I'm ready to sacrifice my entire body.
Why didn't Yitzchak just say you waited 13 years? I only waited 8 days. I would have been a better answer.
But no, but 8 days old, he's not, he didn't do, the bris milah was done on him, he didn't do the bris milah. That's Yishmael's point.
Well, I think what Yishmael is saying here is he could have objected, and actually he said it was okay. He could have, as an adult, he could have said, no, I don't want this done.
Right.
Whereas
right.
Avraham had no, I mean, the Yisrael kind of
had no choice in the matter, correct? So miyad v'alokim yisaras Avraham. So Yitzchak is saying, "I'm ready to sacrifice everything." So God tests Abraham. The obvious question over here, which is raised by all of the mefarshim, is that if according to Rav Levi, this is not nisayin shel Avraham, this is nisayin shel Yitzchak, right? Everyone asks the question independent of the Gemara, meaning Yitzchak is ready to give up his life, 37 years of age, according to many midrashim, not a child. But according to Rav Levi, the question is even sharper, because the test is the response of a conversation between Yishmael and Yitzchak, and Yitzchak is there saying to Yishmael, I'm ready to give it all up. Okay, so, Tanu Rabbanan. All right. Navi shehidiach b'skila. Okay, that ends for now, the Agadata, for now. We'll come back to the Agadata when we begin the 11th Perek. And once we begin, we will not stop. It will be non-stop Agadata. But before that, however, we come back to our Gemara. Navi Shehidiach. You have a Navi that subverts, that gets other people to be Oved Avodah Zarah. So what's his punishment? Biskila. According to the Tanakama, the punishment is going to be skila. Rabbi Shimon Omar Bechenek. So midichi ir hanidachas biskila. We've learned earlier that a madiach, a subvert of an entire city, also subject to a debate. Tanakama says skila. Rabbi Shimon Omar Bechenek. Navishi idiach biskila ma'itamid rabbanan. So now we're going to go over what is the reason behind these positions. The Tanakama, the Chachamim say skila. Why? Because we have our classic Mesis, the classic subverter, not a Navi, just a regular person. So the Mesis, as we learned earlier, gets Skila. So too the Navi, who is a Mesis, is also going to get Skila. That's the argument of the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon, stam eno alachenek. Yeah, but when it comes to the Mesis, the Navi Shehidiach, the Torah there just states he's put to death. And we know that generic death in the Torah is a reference to chenek, not to skila. Okay? That's one machlokas. The second machlokas is medichi er nidachas. How is the subvert of an entire city going to be put to death? Biskila, my time of the Rabbanan, garmi adacha adacha. Omi mesis, omi navi shehidiach. He's a subverter. And the punishment for a subverter is skila. So you subvert a whole city, it's still going to be skila. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Gamar hadach hadach, I mean Navi. He learns it out from Navi. Just like by Navi, it's chenek, so too the subvert of a city is chenek. The ligma mi mesis. Yeah, why don't you learn it out from mesis? Done in mesis rabim, mi mesis rabim. Because when you're a Navi and you're subverting, it automatically becomes public. It's like the subverter of an entire city. And just like a subverter of an entire city is going to receive chenek, according to Rabbi Shimon, same thing with the Navi as well. But for one individual to another individual, that's not going to become our motto. Adarabba, the Gemara says, wait a second. Danim hejo mi hejo, vein danim hejo mi Navi. Well, how could you learn out hejo from a Navi? And Rabbi Shimon will answer very simply, look, kevan sheidiach ein lecha hejo gadol mizeh. If he's subverting, if he's telling people to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, he's not a Navi. He may go around, people may call him Navi, but to say that he's not a Navi, he's a hejo. So therefore, he feels it more reasonable to learn out the Navi shehidiach to a regular individual. Okay. Amar Rav Chista. Okay, we're going to go a little bit further today. We have some more time. Amar Rav Chista. Machlokes be'oker haguf. Now, we're talking about a Navi who tells people to not listen to the Torah. Okay? We're going to have a machlokes between the Amorayim. Under what circumstances exactly is he going to be liable for the death penalty? It's talking about the subversion of Avodah Zarah. He's telling somebody to either in part or in whole be worshipping another idol. However, if he totally extracts another mitzvah in the Torah, so then his punishment is not skila, it's rather chenek. The kiyum mitzvahs, the vitam mitzvahs, the shar mitzvahs, the divrei kol pater. And if it's only a partial removal of another mitzvah in the Torah, so then that's not a capital crime, that's not the death penalty, he will be exempt. Okay, I'll come back to that in just a moment. The opinion of Rav Chista is that when you have a subverter of Avodah Zarah in part or in whole, it's going to be skila. If you have a subverter who removes a mitzvah in the Torah, chenek, but only in whole. In part, he's not. It's not a capital crime. Meisav Rav Hamnuna lalechet zu mitzvah saseh, ba zu mitzvah lo saseh, quoting the pasuk from Parshas Re'eh, lalechet ba, Laleches refers to a positive, and ba refers to lo saseh. Now, that's the braisa. Isal kadach ba'avodas kochavim, aseh ba'avodas kochavim hech mishkachala. If you think, which obviously you do, that this is just talking about avodah zarah, where he's subverting others to be over to avodah zarah, where's a positive commandment by avodah zarah? Avodah zarah is a lav. It's a negative prohibition. Don't be over to avodah zarah. Where do you have? Where's the
warning?
The Gemara gives another explanation. Tirgama Rav Chista vinitatzdem, the positive commandment of destruction of Avodah Zarah. Okay, Rav Hamnuna Amar Machlokes. We're going to have one other opinion. The opinion of Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna Amar Machlokes Ba'oker Aguf. Bein ba'avodas kochavim, bein b'shar mitzvos, v'kiyum mitzvos u'bitol mitzvos, ba'avodas kochavim, derachmana amar min haderech, afilu mitzvos haderech. Aval kiyum mitzvos u'bitol mitzvos, d'shar mitzvos, divrei hakol pater. According to Rav Hamnuna, it's always skila. We're never going to separate skila, we're never going to bifurcate, sometimes skila, sometimes chenek, it's always going to be skila. Either avodah zarah, or the total abolishment of another mitzvah in the Torah, skila. Only in part is it going to be an exemption. But if it's avodah zarah or the abolition of entire mitzvah, it's going to be skila. Tana Rabbanan, a little bit more for this morning. Hamisnavi la'akor davar min haTorah chayev lekayim mitzvah lavatal mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Poter v'avodas kochavim afilo omer hayom ivdu la'macha bitluha. Divrei hakol chayev. We have a Braisa, and the Braisa over here uses terminology of Chayv and Pater, but makes no distinction of Skila versus Chenek. It's either liable or not liable. Okay. Abai Savala Karav Chista, Matars Le Karav Chista, Rava Savala Karav Hamnuna, Matars Le Karav Hamnuna. And the Gemara says, look, you can learn this Braisa like Rav Chista or like Rav Hamnuna, either way would work. Let's go through each one of these and then we'll stop for today. Abai Savala Karav Chista, Matars Le Karav Chista, Hamisnave La Akor Davar Mina Torah, Divrei HaKol B'chenek. If they want to abolish a mitzvah in the Torah, we're talking about the Navi. If he's out there broadcasting and telling people, you know, this mitzvah in the Torah anymore, ignore it. So that's chenek. That's right. That's other mitzvos. Lekayim mitzvos levatal mitzvos. Rabbi Shimon poter vuadin l'rabbanan. And as far as partial abolition, that's the Torah. That's not a capital crime. But when it comes to avodas kochavim, afilo amra yom yivdu l'amachar bitlua chayav. As far as avodas zara is concerned, you're chayav. Markidisle. What are you chayav? Depends who you hold like. But you're chayav. Either skila or chenek, depending on the chachamim versus Rabbi Shimon, or right, reversed. But in other words, you're going to be chayav. So we can learn the brisa like Rav Chista. We could also learn the brisa like Rav Amanuna. Rav Asava like Rav Amanuna. Mitaris like Rav Amanuna. Hamisnavel akor davar min haTorah. Bein ba'avodas kochavim. Bein b'shar mitzvos. Chayav. Right? Markidisle. You're going to be chayav, again, depending on who you hold like. The kayim mitzvah levatal mitzvahs b'shar mitzvahs Rabbi Shimon poter v'hu adin l'rabbanan. Part of another mitzvah, you're going to be exempt. Uva avodas kochavim, part of avodah zara, afilo omer, ayom yivdu l'macha bitlua, even if it's only a temporary suspension of avodah zara, chayav. And what are you going to be chayav? Market isle. Either Rabbi Shimon or the Chachamim, you're going to be chayav. Good. So the Navi comes out. Here, let's just quickly sum this up. Navi comes out. Navi says, Avodah Zarah no longer applies, either in whole or in part. When I say in part, I mean even a temporary suspension. He gives a 2-day pass, a 1-day pass to be over to Avodah Zarah. That he's a subverter. He's a Navi Hamidiach. He's put to death. How is he put to death? Subject to a debate between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, how exactly he's put to death, but he's put to death. If he abolishes another mitzvah in the Torah, if he does so in part, it's not a capital crime, it's bad, but it's not a capital crime. Sometimes, by the way, it's not even bad. Sometimes it's warranted. We'll talk about that tomorrow. If he subverts an entire mitzvah in the Torah other than Avodah Zarah, once again, subject to a machlokus between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, whether or not, what kind of death penalty he's going to receive. Okay.